With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cherie Taylor here, the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9. Hope you are doing well, and oh, I've got a great treat for you today on this Diva's Dish podcast. It is Mother's Day week. That's right. We are reserving the whole week. Moms are taking care of business right now during the quarantine, and of course, we've got a great treat for you, my gift to you, Coach Sonia Zarbatani. She is amazing. I just met her, and you are going to love her. I absolutely love her. I feel like I've just added a new member of my tribe. She actually has some great ideas for you to set intentions for your life, set intentions for your schedule, and oh yeah, how to get through this, and of course, how to come out on the other
side. So happy to be here. So fun. So fun.
So tell us what we can do, because a lot of people are on Zoom that were never on Zoom before. Tell us what we can do, what we can expect from all the meetings, and We had a poll here at the station about what people are wearing to the meetings, or what are they dressed to the nines from the waist up, and anything goes down below. We had a lot of people that were chiming in going, yeah, I was just wearing pajamas in my meeting and maybe a jacket on top. So how are people transitioning from that? And also, there's a rise in online dating. Let's go from Zoom into dating, and how are we handling online dating, virtual dates?
Go wherever you want. First of all, I love this. Look, for me as a coach, you know, I'm all about opportunities. I'm all about pivoting. That's what I've been speaking about. I came back from my Morocco retreat, and we were in, you know, pure Corona, and my business, my event space, my co-working space was closed. So I'm like, all right, let's pivot. Let's group coach, right? So my world is basically on Zoom. I just had 17 people doing my social media blueprint course right before you. And then at 1 o'clock, I go from South Africa. I have Ukraine. I have Nevada. I have Ibiza, Montreal. I have people from all over the world on my 30-day game plan on how to pivot or start up your new business. So, you know, Zoom is a beautiful platform. So are webinars. So last week, I spoke to 18,000 people on how to rewrite their new identity. So my message is all about there is opportunity, and never have people wanted more to connect. So this platform is a beautiful way to connect, and you can connect from your living room. Look, we're not even in the same city, and I get to connect with you. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful opportunity that we have to embrace and take.
I had someone tell me recently, because I've had to set up my own home studio, like you said, because you told me off air, that which is one of the things that I do too with my kids, because I'm home at least 2 days a week working, 3 days a week in the studio. And so I have my kids just steps away while I'm trying to record, while I'm trying to do interviews. I've had one son walk up to me in the middle of a Facebook Live with all of our listeners, my daily AMA, Ask Me Anything, and he starts going, yeah, Mom, where's my charger? Learning to pivot, you're right, because you want to be a mom, you want to be helpful, but you also want to go, Mommy's working.
But you know what? I think what's beautiful about this, so last weekend, I had this summit, and it was in South Africa. Well, the main one was South Africa. So I was doing my speech, and, you know, it was Saturday. I wanted to be home. I have a great home office, too. But then we had the Q&As with the speaker. So I had my 2.5-year-old in one arm. I had my 7-year-old running around. I mean, you know what's beautiful about this time, too, is it's okay. And we love this. It's like, especially us moms, we're really shifting and not coming from a space of judgment, but really coming in from a space of like, let me just see your kids. Like, in the one I just finished that was seven moms with their kids running around, and we're good with it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you have to mute yourself, you mute yourself. If you have to turn the camera off, I've had, you know, people in my thing that are like, get your face. And it's fine. It's like, that's what's so beautiful of us mothers is we're like, we've all been there. We're all struggling. We're all doing our best. And for those of us who choose to work and who have these mm-hmm. online platforms, I mean, there's nothing cuter than a kid that like rolls out from the behind once in a while, right?
Yeah. My kids, they, when I do my daily AMAs, if I'm working from the home studio, they like to come in, whether I ask them to come in or not, and chime in, because my 13-year-old has sat down and actually had conversations with people commenting online. So, I mean, it just happens. It just happens. And like I told you off air, we had a meltdown moment between both kids. And I'm like, if I could get away with it, I would say, both of you in the front yard, I'm going to hose you down until you calm down.
Right? And we're cool with that. I think yes. Mom rules during COVID is totally like game on. We're just like, you know, nobody signed up for this. Like, nobody signed up for this. We're home. Like, my kid's literally in the next office right here. And she's being homeschooled. She's doing French. It's like, I don't, you know, math. My kid's doing fractions at seven. I don't have these tools. I don't have these cool things.
No.
I could coach her on her mindset. But the fractions and mm-hmm. stuff, like, kid, we're doing the best we can here.
Exactly. Fractions and then Common Core. I'm like, what? And my mom is a teacher. My mom is a retired teacher. Thank goodness for my mom. And, you know, she got to be a grandparent to my kids, and they just love her, and she's the sweetest woman. But they see how teacher BB is. That's what they call her. And one, my oldest one day begged me, sent me, because she took his phone away, but he has a Chromebook that he actually can do work on. And so he sent me an email message to my work and home email just to find me and said, please come pick me up. I don't want to be here anymore. Please come pick me up. So that happens too. So you know what? He actually found a work around that way too. So, you know, it's whatever goes, because it's a hard thing. I don't think I could teach all the time, because, you know, some people are like, oh, all you do is teach and you get your summers off. It is a hard job, and I think we're all seeing the appreciation for that.
Of course, and you know what? The beautiful thing is, I find, it gives your listeners some tools, right? Here's a tool that, to me, is really what works with my clients, what work with us moms that are having to work, is when I speak of scheduling your week on Sunday, now it's literally also I plan my kids' day too, right?
Yeah,
so
too.
I plan my day and I plan my kids' day. And then so that they're able to get the homeschool. My kid's 2.5 years old. What homeschool? It's like play school and do as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, in terms of working moms, we have to also be able to block some time where we're just playing, because this is a really special moment that we will not get again.
Yeah.
And for us to be able to really embrace playing with our kids and spending this time with our kids is really special as well. So I feel we need to also be a little kinder to ourselves in terms of the expectations of productivity, you know?
Yes.
And being able to go, all right, here's the goals that I need to accomplish. Here's the meetings. And for you, you know, here's the interviews and the work that you actually have to get done. And then in between, it's like, you know, while you would probably be prepping for the next one, maybe you're going to take that time and go, all right, let me put my phone away, put everything away. Let me be really present as a mom and give that like really great quality time for my kid.
Absolutely. Because like you were saying that, because both of my boys, one's a third grader, one's a seventh grader. And so they are living, let me just warn you, since you have little ones, be glad this is happening now when they're smaller, until when you get into the math. I have a friend that's a math teacher in a high school, and I actually had to call her up via Zoom so she could tutor my son, because I looked at this work and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did this in high school, but I did this in high school. He's a seventh grader. It's crazy. So, so doing all that. So it's like they're learning at different levels. And when I'm home with them, I make sure that after schoolwork is done, 3 o'clock is our lunchtime. Because, yeah, I know that's later for lunch, but we have snacks throughout the day. But we all decide what we're going to eat. We have a nice big meal. And we sit on the screened-in porch and the nice porch furniture, have beautiful breezes coming through, and we talk about our day, and no interruptions. No one's allowed tablets, phones, anything like that. So we're making that our new normal for us to have that quality family time, because during the day, because they have Zoom meetings with their teachers, or they have Google Meetup with their classrooms. And so trying to juggle that and my schedule. So we decided our lunchtime is later, so at 3, we'll just have a big lunch then. So that's our thing.
I love that, and you know what? And I love that you ended on that, which is, that's our thing. So I love that, right? So what we have to figure out is like, okay, well, what's our thing? So I have my 7, my 2.5, and then I have 3 stepsons. One of them is actually his birthday today. He's 16. Then I have my 22-year-old that lives, well, not mine, but my husband's.
Yes.
He's the same thing.
It's love yours. He's yours, yeah.
So he's 22. He lives with us as well, and we have 24, right? So it's quite, you know, 5 kids, a really fun family. And what we do is we'll go, you know, and my husband's still trying to, you know, work, and I'm coaching nonstop. So what we want to do is we want to look at it as a family and go, okay, what are these key family moments that we want to have? You know, what are these non-negotiable times that we want to have with our kids? And then what are peak productive times that I just need to work and I just need to produce? Like last night, I'm coaching 37 people today. I had 37 coaching questionnaires to go through. I put my kids down, I fed them dinner, and then I came to my tribe, I came to my work, and I'm like, from, you know, 7 till 1 o'clock in the morning, guess what I was doing?
I know what you're doing, the same stuff I'm usually doing too, work. It's because it's quiet in the house, you have your moment, you can breathe, and I have nightly State of the Unions, as I call it, with my friends. We either go on Zoom or we all pop in on FaceTime or anything like that we can all group chat in and talk about our day and break things down. And you said some things that I say all the time, non-negotiables. And of course, something else you said, it just went at a tribe. I always call my friends my tribe because you want to surround
your business. I don't know if you looked at it, but I have my coaching, co-working, it's called Le Tribe.
Yeah, I
my
love
whole
that.
Thing is tribe. My whole, you know, and especially as us mothers right now and non-mothers, single, whoever, women, us women. You know, for us, it's about creating a community to support each other. You know, my Instagram platform, I've got 60,000 followers on Instagram. I do lives almost every single day. I connect with, I share. It's a place of, you know, not just inspiration, but true tools on how we can juggle this in a really supportive way, because us mothers and us friends, you know, we have to be there to support each other and we have to show up, you know, and in everything, you know, when it comes to the home, most of the time it's the mother who takes care of the home. It's the wife who takes care of the home. However, we weren't told that we also have to balance this husband of ours and these, you know, the kids, and kids also miss their friends and we miss our friends. And then they're like, oh, and by the way, you need you time. And you're like, what do you mean? I don't even know this concept anymore.
No.
Right?
I have a lot of people saying, are you getting self-care? And I'm like, but by showering daily? Yes. Yes. I'm doing that. I try to. So yes. So yes, self-care is not what it used to be. So I actually have friends that are in different, like a friend of mine that's a makeup artist and a hairdresser that I'm going to have come on to talk about maybe taking 5 minutes for yourself, like you said, because that women nurture. That's what we do. It's in our nature to nurture, and we give. Even if you're not a mother, you still find, like, you know, supporting your friends, your team, your tribe, whatever you want to call them. And so, yeah, so you want to give back, you want to nurture and take care. And sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves, like you said.
And I think it's such a good moment to do it now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just such a good time. Like, it's such a good time for you to go, you know, maybe whether your husband or wants to connect and watch TV or do something else, but you know, take that time, and even if it's half an hour, and take a journal and really go back. And I, you know, I did this big webinar on finding your identity, you know, because now people are really, it's a new awakening. You know, women are going, all right, I did the work thing and the money thing and all that thing. But you want to be able to start getting reawoken and tell yourself, okay, well, what is available for me?
Yeah.
You know, what's available for me and what do I truly want, right?
Exactly, exactly. I've had people tell me that, you know, with setting up the home studio, I need to start teaching people how to set up these home studios and how to do this. And then like the live, you know, people are always like, tell me what equipment you're using. And so I'm writing down equipment for people and I'm like, why am I not going online and going viral and doing that? Because people want to know. Light bulb moments. So after getting off with you here, I'm going to actually start recording some of those for people. So,
and do it. You know, for me, it's my community. Like, they are your community. They are your tribe. They follow you. They want more for you. So, you know, for you, you have to give. And which is, I'm so in line with it. However, you also have to resource, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to come back and you have to look at also what are the core friendships? What are the core women? What are the core people in your life that you choose to let into that mindset, to let into your head and say, all right, you know, I can share with that person. I can grow with that person. I can support with that person. Mm-hmm. Rather than what's happening now is there's so much fear, anxiety. The news said this. My mother said this. I shouldn't be this. And now people are going with such fear and anxiety that it is no longer, it's not serving us. It's doing us zero good. None. So we have to take it back out. If you have to close the news, shut the news down. If you have to go in and just go, you know what? I'm going to speak to three people. I'm going to follow 10 people that I'm going to watch their stories. I'm going to watch their lives. I'm going to care. See? Mommy. Yeah, baby.
I love it. I love it. It's okay. Come say hi.
Even this is my big girl.
Said that they love the caramel.
Popsicle. Oh my God! Even her teacher said they love the caramel popsicle. Mommy, my love, I'm doing
it. Hi, sweetie. How are your French lessons? Are they good? Are they good?
Yeah, I think she's still on her French lessons over there. Go, my love. Go.
I love that. And you know what? It's life. That is life, and it's real. It's real, and I think people want to see more of what's real. And you touched on the news. I did hard news for 10 or 15 years. I never want to do hard news again because I felt like there were days I came home that my soul was chipped away from doing it. And that's why I do entertainment, because I want to bring people the good, because we can focus on all the negative. We can focus on all the negative and everything that stay informed. But when you focus on the negative, you forget all the goods that's there. And you, like you said, you're never going to have this time again with your child. You're never going to have that time again.
You won't. And what I always go for is, you always like, it's how you set your day up, right? And it's like every morning, it's like, what's that intention that you're setting for your day, right? What are you grateful for? You know, we really have to shift back into gratitude and into going like, okay, I know, and really quiet the noise. Because right now the noise is just, it's too loud and it's not serving you. It's not helping you. And, you know, now it's like, you know, on my platform, I did a poll and I speak about so many different, you know, topics in coaching, obviously. And one of them is obviously mom. And I had this poll because all the schools are reopening on the 19th and moms were going crazy. It shouldn't be this. And I don't know. And then those moms who need to go back to work, who don't have any help. And they're like, but Sonia, how do you want me to do it? Like, how can I go back to school if my 5-year-old is, who's going to take care of my 5-year-old? And I don't have help. And I don't. Right. So right now you really need, the only answer is within you. It's the only way you're going to get the answer. You can't get it from the news. You can't get it from your friends or your somebody who you're following. It's, you really have to go back and go, hold on a second. I am the best mother that I can be. Yeah. I know what is best for my child. I have those tools. You decided you want to have lunch at 3. Fantastic. That works for you. Crush it. But if somebody else wants to have lunch at 10 because she's up at 3 a.m. Yes. Good for her as well, right?
Yes.
And absolutely. So for us, it's about really shifting from being told what to do and this news and my friends and my negative friends and my negative parents and my scared parents and into quiet the noise, go back to center, go back to what you're aligned with and know what's best for your own kids.
Absolutely, knowing your own kids, you're right, because although you have parents and grandparents that mean well and they want to help, and they'll say, well, my kids, I did this, and I did this with you and your brother and your sister, you also have to remember, so that these are your kids, and this is unprecedented. This is uncharted water, and we use a thing around me and my friends all the time, our new normal. This is our new normal.
For now, and it's for now. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's like even on my programs, they're like 14 days to your new business, 14 days to pivot your new, 30 days. Because I don't, right now, it would be so silly for me to be launching programs about your 10-year vision, your 5-year vision. Like, let's just create a new normal for the next 30 days, and let's figure that out. And then we'll work the next 30 days, and then we'll work the next 30 days. But let's start with that.
Absolutely. How can they get in touch with you and work with you, Coach Sonia? I'm going to work with you personally because this is amazing.
I'm super grateful to have met you today. This is so much fun.
This is wonderful because it's like you're like saying all the keywords and the buzzwords that I say. And I browsed through your site. And, of course, as I did when the booker got in touch with me, she's like, just make sure you have this. And I said, I'm sorry. I turn everything off. I go off the grid on Sundays. My boys and I, it is our time. So I go off the grid. And so, I went off the grid, and I should have been researching because normally the day before I just immerse myself in whoever I'm interviewing. And so it's like I kind of browsed the site, but now I'm just like all my buzzwords are right there. You're right there in my screen. I love that. So they can get in touch with you. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
Well, the number one thing is they have to follow me on Instagram. Like, that's my world. That's where I'm at. I do so many different stories. I do a lot of lives. I'd love to do a live with you. Like, that would be such a fun, you know, my community obviously would what's not to absolutely adore. But I'm all about that, right? I'm all about women supporting other women. Yeah. I do tons of events and speeches and programs. So definitely on Instagram, it's at Sonia Zarbitani. And then online, I mean, coachsonia.com and soniazarbitani.com. But definitely start with the Instagram. There's so much content there. And then coachsonia.com.
I love that, Coach Sonia. Okay. Thank you so much. And also, you have your own hashtag. I love that. Is hashtag Coach Sonia. So very easy to find. And I'm going to have that on the font. It'll be all produced up here by the time they see it online. So thank you so much. And I would absolutely love doing a live with you and working with you because there's so much I talked about with off air and on air with you that I it's in me. And it's just kind of like that little Jiminy Cricket sitting up there going, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What? Yeah, no one's going to do it for you. Do it. So
listen, you know what? People come into your life exactly at the right moment,
yes.
Exactly on the right. It's like, are you going to jump on it or not? Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for you. I have a community that is like all you. So thank you for having me. Thank you so much to, you know, your amazing community. And that's what we do. It's just, let's just support each other through this. Let's quiet the noise and just like, let's make it all just better, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And coming up Sunday, Mother's Day. Happy early Mother's Day to you too.
Happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'll be talking to you soon. I'm going to hold you to that on doing the Instagram live and joining
check
your community.
You out on Instagram right now. Right now.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Actually, I got to take a potty break first. I didn't schedule that in. I need to start scheduling my days. Like you said, I'm listening to you on that one.
That's the game changer. Watch the live I did yesterday. That's exactly what I spoke about.
Perfect. All right, then. Coach Sonia, thank you so much. Many blessings to you and stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.